UT Arlington professor Bob Woods says this sounds like a lawnmower engine. That's debatable. What's not in question is its speed. The school's 2013 entry into the downsized Formula One University competition can reach 130 miles an hour.
Where all these cars have combustion engines and aerodynamics and things that make them go fast on a traditional racetrack.
What Woods and team captain Naima Rivas say will help this fast car go really fast are its wings. They're spoilers, tested last year and improved for this year's entry into the 13th annual Texas Autocross Rally.
The wings are electronically controlled to enhance the aerodynamic performance. So each wing has a servo motor that JP can tell you about.
JP is UTA aerospace graduate student James Patrick Merkel. Using his aircraft knowledge, he came up with the front and rear foils that help this speedster race faster through rapid turns and speed changes. In fact, the wings are his master's degree thesis.
The wings have an onboard computer. They're all servo controlled, and the computer calculates the best aerodynamic distribution for the car, and then it'll change all the wings and change angle of attacks and whatnot to try and balance out the car.
Woods says this car runs faster than last year's thanks to the wings. He says the design impressed a room full of judges at a recent competition.
They brought like 50 judges to stand around this car and watch the wings open and close, because we've got a demo mode where the wings dance and open and close, and they were mesmerized.
Rivas, a junior majoring in electrical engineering, is confident this car will be a winner. She's also working on the team's electric-powered racer and wants to keep developing electric vehicles after graduating. While the students are still here, Wood says this program for small Indy cars offers them real-world skills classrooms alone cannot provide.
Because they have to work on, as a team. Usually when they do teamwork, we call that cheating, kick them out of school.
Texas Autocross Weekend kicks into high gear Saturday morning at 8 on UT Arlington's big lot. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.